John Charles Dainty, ordination ceremony, Saturday, April 20th, 2002. The Church of God Unlimited in Campo, California. The Church of God Unlimited, ordination ceremony of Absolute Monastery, novitiate Mark Monk John Charles Dainty from New Zealand, is held in the Golden Room of the Absolute Monastery on Saturday, April 20th, 2002 at 4 p.m. in Campo, California. Presenting the ordination are the Reverend Dr. Herbert L. Barley, President, Dean, and Founder of the Church of God Unlimited, the Reverend Dr. Ellen Jeremini, Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of the Board, and the Reverend Dr. Sylvia Maria Enns, Abbot of the Absolute Monastery. So, we begin with a little bit of music here. This is Beethoven's Violin Concerto. Opening our service today is the Reverend Dr. Ellen Jeremini, who will give us our invocation, followed by Abbot Sylvia Enns, who will present the welcoming.
What a special day. I'm very honored, John, to invocate this special ordination. Seems just a new word to invocate, but it's the invocation. So I feel very honored to start the ceremony, and let's just know that an ordination is a very special festivity. From my point of view, the greatest festivity I've ever experienced in my life. Because being a minister is the highest title I could imagine to take and walk here on earth as a spiritual being. Being a minister, ministering to myself and to the world. And this is what you have, John, lived your whole life. And you know that you always have been and are a minister. But today we have that joy and honor to celebrate it and to participate in that commitment you give to yourself, to give 100% to yourself, to walk that spiritual path and to be one as God, knowing that you are God and that the indwelling presence is within you and everyone. So let's just go within that indwelling presence and know that each of us here present is God, and that we all renew our commitment, our vow of being a minister with you, John, today at this very special day. I love you.
Well, it is my honor and my privilege to welcome you to a very special celebration. The celebration of the ordination of novitiate John Charles Dainty. John came here a year ago and became a novitiate at the Absolute Monastery. And he has endeared himself to each and every one of us here and to everybody who has met you during this year. You're a very special guy. You have this gentle, this smiling gentleness about you, a laughter that bubbles out in your humor and your stories, and a deep insight in who you are. And I think you are more than ready to celebrate the M&Ms that we celebrate here, to be a minister, to be a monk, and last but not least, a master. And I think it's just a great moment to do that all together here in honor of you, very specially for you. So, welcome.
Now, we come to a very special part of our program. John, you have been with us this past year, and this certificate should have gone to you at the beginning of the year. But, as with all good things, it comes at the right time. It's a certificate from the Absolute Monastery. The Absolute Monastery herewith ordains as a novitiate monk. John Charles Dainty is an active novitiate monk serving in the Absolute Monastery and has all the honors, privileges, and obligations pertaining thereto. Given at Campo, California, May 8, 2001, last year. And it was and it is signed by the Reverend Dr. Sylvia Maria Enns, Abbot of the Monastery, and myself, Reverend Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the Absolute Monastery. And so I would like the Reverend Dr. Sylvia Maria Enns, our abbot and our erstwhile magnificent being, present this to you and give it to you with all of our love and all of our joy. And this is an extra copy of Throw Darts At, but it's yours.
Congratulations, John.
Thank you.
This is your certificate.
Urban Dr. Rudolph Marley describes what is the ministry of a God in the church. That's a good question. what's there to mend, what's there to improve. This is what he does. He is himself, and he has fun, and he goes out among the people, and he sees them whole and perfect. He sees them wonderful. He sees them fulfilled. He sees them all the things that ever dreamed for themselves. So it takes a wise man, a woman, and a student to see this, because society is said to us, the world is filled with things that we have to help.
Came apart. How do you put them back together?
All of them. And so we're constantly improving our vision of what we think we are.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Constantly aware of a deeper introspective self that we've never dreamed possible before. And this is what being a minister of the Church of God Unlimited is all about. Constantly opening up the perspective within yourself to having the perfect attitude. All, this is your prayer. Now pay attention. This is your prayer. All is in divine order. That's all. There's nothing else to be done. You speak your word, all is in divine order, and that's all it is. How's your mom and dad? All is divine order. How's your brother?
foregoing vows are regularly reviewed and observed as a guide to spiritual maturity. The minister has chosen the profession wherein he is a balancing factor in the lives of his constituents. In order to do this effectively, he reflects in his own life what he desires to elicit from those he serves. In God Unlimited, the minister is a therapist who specializes in use of spiritual treatment. He uses the word practitioner, one who practices spiritual healing with enthusiasm.
But I'm interested is to know how it really works there. That's for me.
Service or condition.
That's good.
Ministerial, obedience to recognizing the purity within all beings. Anyone who achieves the title of minister of the Church of God Unlimited is a balanced person. Exercising these vows constantly reinforces this balanced awareness.
That's how it's going to sound.
It's a bit weak. But it's weak because it's weak at the recording and has nothing to do here. Our voices are too far away.
You cannot control it at the recording. You control it with the voices. You control it with the where the speaker is.
There is one creative cause, one living spirit, absolute, self-existent, beingness which knows itself and causes God.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
Thanks a lot.
But is it not stop?
No, it didn't stop.
Yes.
No, it's still 53:54. The thing is, Ellie, you have to be careful where these things are located.
See, that's weak too. And you really talked very loud.
Yes, you did.
Experience perfect physical, mental, and spiritual health as I claim this everlasting truth about myself. God is without beginning or end. I am God and I am without beginning or end. Myself is eternal, immortal, and continues from planes of existence to planes of existence forever and ever expanding until myself finally reveals its native purity and perfection and oneness as God. Every individual self has the privilege of being aware of its true nature. I, as God, see all creation expressing its archetypal cause when I am unconditionally loving, non-possessive, and non-judgmental. I am a necessary expression of God. I love God. I love my fellow man as I love myself therein. I express the supreme purpose for my existence. I know God by turning to the very center of my being, going within this quietness and peace, and God in me, as me, reveals itself through me now. I know who I am, and as an expression of God in its allness, I say of my quintessential self, I am God, God I am.
John, this is a series of words. And these words are vital and important for any human being if he's going to walk the spiritual path. And in walking the spiritual path, you open yourself to always be yourself. Always follow who you are and what you are. Never paying any attention to anything else. Always listening to your own heart. That doesn't mean that you cannot make promises to yourself and you fulfill them, but you must always listen to your own heart. And if any promises you have made, with the conditions changing, like Jonathan did in Sasebo, you change your promise. You change your cause. Jonathan said he would try to be like all other seagulls. And then he learned that he could be greater and more wonderful. And he moved into that direction. And you can do that. So, John, we're going to give a few of your associates here an opportunity to tell you what they think of your ordination. Ingeborg, would you like to begin? Reverend Dr. Ingeborg Pukert.
Well, I feel very, very honored. John has taken this decision that he started the course, and I noticed, I am sure, that he is totally believing what he has learned and he practices it. He is very diligent, he is very self-concerned and true to himself. I know he will be give a good ministry to everybody and be a good example of right of the truth of verse and of holiness.
Thank you. And the Reverend Anita Lope, would you please give us some of your sage comments about this master becoming ordained? Go right ahead. He's all yours.
What can I say?
It's interesting. I'm really looking for very important, deep words, and there are none. I think you're just the perfect minister because you are yourself and you are having fun being yourself. And I think you are the perfect example to live your divinity just by being in the moment. That's all. What?
Lovely. Will the abbot please come up here and give a comment or two? Sylvie Enns?
Well, John, I have experienced you this last year, especially these last few months, always saying with pride and joy, I am God. Whenever somebody says, who are you and what's your name? I am God. And I just loved it because it felt so real and it felt so good. And I also feel that today, you know, you're ordained as a minister and you're recognized as a master, as a monk, but it's something that you have always lived. I mean, the moment you came in here, you entered the monastery, this awareness was all about you. And I think we just celebrate it today, but it's something that has been with you always. Maybe it is something that you as an awareness take more fully away with you too today. And I think that's the greatest we can celebrate today. Just who you are. Who you are.
Thank you.
A wonderful, wonderful
guy. And Ellen, Reverend Dr. Ellen Jeremini, our CEO and our Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of the Board and
Bubble on.
Mm-hmm.
Bubble,
yes. What do you think of this guy being ordained today?
Well, you just have heard all these wonderful titles Herb just gave me. But here I'm standing next to a being, a spiritual being, who is standing next to me almost naked, just very simply covered with a
sarong.
And it's for me the most beautiful reflection of humility, of being you, John, and how I have met you, and how you have always presented yourself, and how you will go out in the world and be a minister in that humility with this humble attitude, but with a smile and a love which just sparkles out of your eyes and of your being. And sometimes it's in the silence you express it with few words, but always that bubble, that inner bubble of being you. And surely I call it a minister, a monk, a master, a divine being, God, standing next to me. I congratulate you to this day, and I'm very honored to be here participating in your ordination, which is my ordination too. I love you.
Now, it gives me great honor and a great privilege to have Ellen Dr. Jeremini, present you with your ordination certificate as she reads it to you and as she makes a comment.
God Unlimited. God Unlimited, the Church of Meditation, Teaching and Healing. Credentials and Certificate of Ordination. This is to certify that the Church of God Unlimited finds that you, John Charles Dainty, is worthy and well endowed spiritually and educationally to carry on the work of teaching the truth, healing, preaching the word, being an example of pure living, and to perform all the functions of the ministry. And by the powers vested in God Unlimited, is hereby ordained to said office. Given at Campo, California, April 20, 2002, by Reverend Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, President of the Church of God Unlimited. You can sing. I love you.
Now, Ellen, as I talk to John, you prepare his gown for him. You may robe him, or is Sylvie doing it? Are you robing him?
Yes.
Okay. John, the mark of your office is the smile on your face. And the robe of your office is this beautiful gown, which represents the John Dainty Associates Enterprises. And it is a beautiful reflection of just who and what you are.
It's nice little. It's real nice.
Now.
Ooh.
Yes, oh my. Yes. Beautiful. That's lovely. Together, let's say these words. I see you, Reverend John Dainty.
I see you, Reverend John Dainty.
As a pure example.
As a pure example.
Of the divinity in all men.
Of the divinity in all men.
Expressing itself through you.
Expressing itself through you.
To the highest and greatest potential.
To the highest and greatest potential.
I see you living every moment of your life.
I see you living every moment of your life.
As a divine being.
As a divine being.
And I see you speaking your word.
And I see you speaking your word.
Every moment of your life.
Every moment of your life.
The simple phrase.
The simple phrase.
All is in divine order.
All is in divine order.
And so it is for now and forevermore.
And so it is for now and forevermore.
Each of our guests here, each of our associates may come up and give you a hug at this time.
Reverend Dainty.
I love you, John. Great.
And now, the Reverend John Charles Dainty will tell us in a few words or more why I want to be a minister, or, as it might be better phrased, why I am and always have been a minister.
Exactly. Why I want to be a minister? Well, it's a good opportunity to have people say nice things about you, turns out. And fantastic things. Thank you very much. Well, it's turning out to be quite a special day, I must admit. I guess I knew something was up when I went to bed last night and I was lying there in bed, and normally when I go to bed I lie down, I close my eyes and I go bang, straight to sleep. And that's it. But last night it was different. I lay there and I was wide awake. And I thought, what's this all about? And then I remembered that I'd left the tractor up at the monastery, so I thought, that's for this. So I went up and I got the tractor and I drove it back down to the Shangri-La and parked it, and then got the golf cart and drove it back up and put it to bed, and then went to bed myself, and I lay on the floor, but there was still no bang and out to sleep. And I actually realised that I was excited. And I thought, ooh, what am I excited about? And then I realised that it was tomorrow I was going to become a minister. And that was an interesting experience, really, because I think a lot of my life I've had an idea, a conditioning about what a minister is. And I guess I never really thought I was a minister. The idea in my mind of what a minister was didn't really fit with who I believed John Charles Dainty to be. And when I came to the University of Healing a year ago, I thought in my mind, well, I'll have a graduation, I guess. Maybe we'll have a gown and a stole and a bit of a talk and a bit of a knees up. And I thought that would be the result of doing my degree. But that is not the case. And today is the actual, it seems like a graduation, but it's not a graduation at all. It's actually it feels more like a strong recognition of who I am. And it feels like a day in which I stand up and acknowledge that. And it's interesting in me standing up and acknowledging that and seeing the reflection in my creation around me reflecting exactly that. And it's quite a beautiful thing. I've been thinking a lot this morning and this afternoon about my grandmother, Florence Scudder, my mother's mother, and she was someone in my life who was, I guess you would call, religious. She was, she lived a good Christian life, she went to church regularly, but she was a very gentle, caring, lovely person. And as is quite often the case, young boys have a strong connection with their grandmothers. And for me, Nana was, there was a special connection there. And so today, it's interesting that I'm thinking a lot of her, and I know that she's here today, and she's very proud. But I'm not dedicating today to her, I'm dedicating it to myself. Because I am the only one here, in reality. Why do I want to be a minister? I think it's essentially because, it's like I said earlier, it's somehow a standing up for what I believe. It's putting on the coat somehow, it's putting on the hat and publicly saying, this is what I believe in. It's it's an opportunity to continually minister to myself, to be a counselor to myself, to keep myself constantly in a state of treatment about who I am and what I am. That I am God, the creator of my world. And that world is fantastic, glorious, beautiful, full of joy and harmony. That is who I am. I think too, my concept of a minister has changed. Essentially because the concept of who I am has changed. I came to the university, and I think one day Herb asked each of us why we were here, and my answer was to live life more fully. And that's essentially what I'm realizing now. It's to be yourself and have fun. There is nothing else. And as a minister, I can do that because I'm continually keeping myself in check that is who I am, and to be myself and have fun is what it is all about. Why do I want to be a minister? Well, I think it's a good excuse to go to lots of weddings and enjoy celebrations of life and love and have really good wedding breakfasts and things like that. It's that celebration, that joy of living. I was thinking before too how much I really do enjoy that sort of stuff and that the whole thing of the ritual and the ceremony and the setting of the atmosphere it's fantastic. It's good fun. I think some of the deeper aspects of why I want to be a minister too are probably not really coming to the surface too. There's somehow it's something that to come out, I think, in the quieter moments. And I think it's the stronger aspects I will truly know them somehow. But I think at the moment, to be myself and have fun, to acknowledge the fact that I am God and the creator of my world, and that it's a, yeah, it's like a marriage. It's like a marriage of this man and this philosophy. And like Alan said, it's something that is not a marriage of two separate things coming together. It has always been together. It's always been there. And it's like I've been robed today, but in many ways I've had the robe taken off. I've had the coat taken off as well, because it's that exposure of who I truly am. A little bit like the whole concept of coming to the campus and taking off your clothes and walking around naked. It's very powerful in terms of actually exposing who you truly are. It's quite a beautiful thing, and I think that's what it's all about, and the whole essence of who I truly am. And I'm very proud to realize it in myself, and very proud to pass it on to any of my creation and anyone that comes into my world and so desires to realize it themselves. This is the essence, the basic reasons I wish to be a minister. I am a minister. I desire to be a minister. Thank you.
Thank you, John, and welcome as a minister of the Church of God Unlimited. And Ellen, what are you doing?
Hi. Well, I put doing? Some music on.
And what is the music?
The fourth concert from Beethoven.
Is that I Am God?
No, would you like it? Put that on. Put that on.
That was Mr. Brahms.
Oh, Mr. Brahms, okay. Yeah. Beethoven.
Okay.
Okay, let's sing together and stand and say, I am God, God I am. Together?
I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am.
Yeah,
there you go. There's something. Good.